Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. Boy, has this been an amazing month for movies so far. You know, I think Hollywood might have felt a little guilty about the movies they're bringing to us the first part of the year, so now they're finally bringing us the good stuff. You know, first there was Hugh Jackman in X-Men Origins Wolverine, and if you have not seen that movie, you are one of only like seven people that haven't, because that movie's already made like $140 million. And then last week, 4 decades after it all started, they brought us the new Star Trek, which has already made something like $100 million. What a great time that movie was. Nothing like being able to join Starfleet, become the captain of the Enterprise, make some really cool friends, kick some Romulan booty, and then save the world all in 2 hours. Not bad. But I think those big movies scared off all the smaller movies, because really only one movie is opening this week, and it's called Angels and Demons. And Tom Hanks, you know, you did a whole lot of mystery solving in the Da Vinci Code, but now he's back, and this time he has to figure out who's trying to destroy the Vatican before it's too late.
This is the first sign. What sort of sign? Earth. Air, fire, water, and the fifth sign.
May God forgive you for what you've done.
Father, if God has issues, they won't be with what we've done. They'll be with what we're about to do.
Now, I don't know about you, but The Da Vinci Code, that was a pretty darn confusing movie, so I was thrilled that Angels and Demons turned out to be a much simpler story to follow. You know, I could pretty much figure out what was happening and what Tom Hanks was up to, but I do have to admit, I didn't always know who the bad guys were, and some of that symbolism stuff, well, it still went over my head. But there was lots of action and plenty of gotta get it done before someone dies kind of moments, or at least gotta get it done quicker next time so no one else dies kind of moments. Well, Ewan McGregor and Tom Hanks both did a great job, and so did Ron Howard, who directed this movie, and for those of you out there that might be a little worried about this being anti-Catholic, not to worry. They are much gentler and kinder in this movie than they were in The Da Vinci Code. But, you know, not completely without controversy, because that would be way too boring. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Angels and Demons is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.